From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Sunday the country's resolve and commitment to its alliance with South Korea has never been stronger. He made the remarks at an Easter service with American troops. Press Secretary to the Vice President Mark Lauder tells VOA that as Mr. Pence travels the Asia-Pacific, he will, of course, be talking to leaders about North Korea and strengthening the region's relationship with the U.S.
The president's meeting last week with the president of China was a productive one, and we're seeing progress in China joining the world community in standing against the provocative actions of the North Koreans. That's obviously something that the vice president will bring up with our South Korean allies. But it's also part of a more global posture that we need from all of the global community standing up together. This is something that we need to work on together to confront the threat that is posed by North Korea.
And North Korea missile failure became known about an hour after the Pence party left Anchorage, Alaska, following a refueling stop of a long flight from Washington to Northeast Asia. And U.S. and South Korean officials say that the North Korean missile exploded during the launch Sunday. And it was a high-profile failure that comes as a powerful U.S. aircraft supercarrier approaches the Korean Peninsula in a show of force. According to the U.S. Pacific Command, the missile blew up almost immediately. It was launched near the country's submarine base in Sinpo in the province on the east coast of the country. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster arrived in Kabul Sunday for talks with Afghan leaders on security measures and assess the situation for American troops there on the ground. This is just days after a U.S. military attack on the Islamic State.